Amen. It's an honor to be in the Lord's house. Amen. Amen. I appreciate so very much, as Preacher Billy said, we were able to meet one another through Preacher Bobby. And Preacher Bobby Carden is one of our mentors to all of us preachers down in the eastern part of North Carolina. And I appreciate him opening us and allowing us to meet so many good friends and brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I'm glad this morning for the good grace of God and the mercy that the Lord has bestowed upon us. But I appreciate, Preacher, you allowing us to and having confidence in us to stand behind this sacred desk this morning. I want to ask you to take your Bible. You have the Word of God. And let's turn over to the book of Mark, chapter number 8. The book of Mark, chapter number 8. And I want us to look, ask you to keep and follow along with us in the Word of God. And I'm glad the Word is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. Amen. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. Thank God for this word. But I appreciate the privilege, the honor to meet each and every one of you and the services we've been able to be in down through the years. And I tell you, this camp meeting has already been a great, great blessing to me. And I want us to look and read and just find a theme and just, I pray, will help us. You know, one of the things I believe will help all of us as we come aside to be refreshed and strengthened and helped of the Lord. And I've asked God that He would help me to have more of a thankful heart. Amen. You know, God has been good to us. And sometimes we can get in the midst of the grind and the labors. And most all of us, when we put our feet on the ground each morning, we feel like we're already behind. And so many things that are going on. And if we're not careful, we'll get caught up in the busy pace and the haste of everything. But I just want to say this morning, God has been mighty good to me. Amen. And I want to have more of a thankful heart. And I want us to look, and I want us just to find a place to step off on this morning in Mark chapter number 8. You know this accounting so very, very well. And I'd like to read a few verses here in the Word of God. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you. I love you. I ask you help, God, in your mercy, Lord, even now as we gather around your word. Thank you for, God, all that you're doing in our lives, for we ask these things in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Notice in Mark 8, beginning in verse 1, in those days the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude. Because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. And they had a few fishes, small fishes. He blessed them and commanded them to sit down also before them. And so they did eat and were filled, and they took up the broken meat that was left, 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. May God add his blessing to the reading of his precious and his holy word. You know, we can read over in the book of Romans and find that the Bible talk to us about a day when men would become unthankful. Amen. They knew God, glorified him not as God, and became unthankful. Lord, help me to have a more thankful heart. Paul talked about it in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, where he said, in this know also, in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. And I want us to look, if you'll follow along with us for just a moment, a few moments, at some things that Jesus was thankful for. I want to tell you, I'm praying that God will help me to have a more thankful heart and thank God for His blessings. And what was just a few things that the Lord was thankful for? If you notice here in these verses, look at verse number 6. And He commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and He took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to His disciples and set before them, and they did eat them before the people. The Lord was thankful for the provisions that the Father provided day by day in their lives. You know, we ought to thank God this morning for our daily provisions. Give unto us this day our daily bread. Amen. And I tell you what, we ought not to just take for granted. Preacher Farrell, I ought to have a thankful heart this morning that God has provided the daily provisions for us in our lives. Amen. God has been good to us. Jesus thanked the Father for the fish and the bread, and He fed the 4,000. I want to say thank God this morning for the bread and the food that the Lord puts upon our table. Somebody might say, well, no, I'm skillful and I got ability and I've worked and labored. Yeah, God has blessed us with that. But you know what? The truth is, this morning, none of us couldn't even have slung our legs off of the bed had it not been for the mercy and the grace of God, that God came around our bedside this morning and He woke us up and allowed us to get up off of the bed and go out into the activities and the labors of the day. You know what? We ought to thank God this morning for the daily provisions that God provides for us. I tell you, last night we had a bed to sleep in. And Preacher Billy, the accommodations that the church and through God has provided, we had a roof over our head, and we had a bed to sleep on, and we had a food today that we have eaten, and God has blessed. You know what? We ought not to take that for granted. God has been good to us. I'll tell you, it's God that's provided for us the shoes on our feet and the clothes on our back and all the good blessings of God. Thank you, Lord, for the daily provisions. Jesus was thankful, and He thanked God. Take your Bible and go with me to John chapter number 11. John chapter 11, what was Jesus thankful for? He was thankful for the provisions that the Father had provided. God's been good to us. Sometimes, if we're not careful, we can get caught up in the haste and fail to thank God. Lord, I just want to have a more thankful heart. Thank you, Lord, for the provisions that You provide for us. You know this accounting in John chapter number 11. Jesus loved Lazarus, and He loved Mary, and He loved Martha, that little house in Bethany just outside of Jerusalem, and He had went there many times, and we know how that Lazarus had gotten sick and how that he had died, and now Jesus comes here upon the scene. In John 11:35, the Bible said Jesus wept. Then John 11:35, Jesus wept, and then said the Jews, behold how He loved him. Verse 37, and some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? And Jesus, therefore, again groaning in Himself, coming to the grave, it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto Him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Notice this. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me.
And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Not only was Jesus thankful for provisions, he was thankful for prayer. He was thankful for prayer that the Father answers prayer. He said in the scripture, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. I want to say thank God this morning for the privilege to go to God in prayer and know that our Father hears us and that we can pray and come boldly into the throne room of grace and obtain mercy and find help in our time of need. I want to say thank you, Lord, that you hear and you answer prayer. I'm 51 years old, and some may be younger and some may be older, but I can say this, in these 51 years of my life, God has never let me down. Pastor Billy, God has never let me down one time. He's always been there. I remember as a little boy and a young boy in the church, I remember the first time I ever heard somebody shout in the church. And it was an elderly lady. She was sitting right over here, sort of on the front, and I was sitting right behind. I was a young little boy in the church. I can remember this like it was yesterday. And I remember the choir was singing when she began to praise God and thank God. And I, as a little boy, Pastor Billy, I didn't really know what all was going on. And I didn't know why she was so, seemed like stirred up in her heart. Preacher Bobby, I wouldn't understand everything was going on. But that elderly lady, she was way up in years. And she began to thank God and she began to praise God. And the choir was singing until the storm passes over till the thunder sounds no more. And you see, I didn't know what a storm was. I was sitting by my daddy's knee. I didn't know what a problem was. I didn't know what a trial was. And preacher, I didn't realize why she was so stirred up that morning in her heart. But you see, God had stood by her through the storms of life. God had stood by her through the trials of life. She knowed what it was like for the sky not to be sunshiny. She knew what it was like to have a storm and for the thunder to roll and for the winds to blow. But God had stood by her and God had helped her, and she was a thanking God. And you know, this morning I want to thank God this morning that by the privilege of prayer and Preacher Farrell being able to go to God in prayer, God has brought me through a many storms in my life, and I was able to go to God in prayer. I want to tell you, when we can't tell nobody else about it, when we can't even hardly put it into words what we're going on in our hearts, I'm glad we can go to God in prayer. I've heard Preacher Bobby quote this verse many a time, Jeremiah 33:3, and all of you have too. Call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He was thankful for prayer. I tell you, I'm glad God answers prayer, and I'm glad God knows what's best for every one of us. Go with me to Luke chapter number 22. What was Jesus thankful for? The Bible said in the last and perilous day, men will become unthankful, would not be thankful. God help me to have more of a thankful heart for your many blessings in my life. Go with me to Luke chapter number 22. We find that Jesus was thankful for the provisions and Jesus was thankful for prayer. And now go to Luke 22 and down in verse number 14. Luke 22 verse 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Lord, help me to have more of a thankful heart. He was thankful for the provisions, and Jesus was thankful for prayer by the tomb of Lazarus. And here in the upper room, we, of course, all of us, and this is reminding us of things we all already know, but that cup and that bread, which was a picture, and all of them little lambs and all of them little sacrifices, all of them throughout the past had all pointed to Jesus, the Paschal Lamb, Jesus, who would shed his last blood. And we thank God this morning for our Savior and for the planned way of salvation. Jesus was thankful for the provisions, and he was thankful for prayer, and he was thankful for the plan of salvation for mankind. That Jesus came to this earth. He was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life, and he died on an old rugged cross, and they put him in a borrowed tomb. But on the third and the glorious day, up from the grave he arose, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. He was seen of many witnesses for 40 days. He ascended from the Mount of Olives, and he's coming back. He's seated by the right hand of the Father now, and he's going to come back one day. I want to say thank God this morning for the planned way of salvation. When John was baptizing by the Jordan, and he saw Jesus coming, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I'm glad to be a gospel preacher this morning. Amen. I thank God this morning for the privilege to take and to preach and to proclaim the plan of salvation. Well, I tell you what, it makes me tremble when I hear and I see in our modern day that we're living. And I tell you, I'm glad to be in the midst of preachers that proclaim and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have some of the mega preachers of our day, some of these big mega preachers and mega ministries, and they put the CNN spotlight camera on them, and they ask that question and say, is Jesus Christ the only way to get to heaven? Is Jesus Christ the only way to get to heaven? And sometimes we've saw, and they begin to wring their hands, and they begin to stumble around, and Pastor Billy's sweat breaks out on the top of their head, and then they begin to look down on the ground like something's fell out of their pocket, and they don't want to look hardly up at the camera, and they'll say, I don't want to make anybody mad. I don't want to upset. I don't want to stir anything. And no, I cannot say that Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. I'm glad this morning to be in the midst, thank God, of the group that if the camera were to be upon us, that we would herald forth and say, I'm thankful for the plan of salvation. I'm not going to go to heaven by Muhammad. I'm not going to go to heaven by waving Hindu flags. I'm not going to go to heaven by riding a bicycle down the road. I'm going to go to heaven by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name. Amen. Thank God this morning that we have a message to take to a lost and a dying world. A lost and a dying world that needs to be saved. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And I'm glad this morning for the Word of God and for the gospel message. And I'm thankful this morning for the message. I'm thankful for what salvation has done in my own life. I'm thankful for that Monday night in the summer of 1970 on an unfinished cement floor in the basement of a little church in a little town on the wrong side of the railroad track when God reached further down than I could reach up. And I asked Him to save me and forgive me of my sin. And He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I was a little boy, and I saw some of the response of some of the adults, and they sort of felt like I maybe was trying to make a scene and attract attention, but I want to tell you, that's been a long time ago, and it's affected every single day of my life since then. I'm glad, thank God. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, I'm thankful this morning for your daily provisions. I'm thankful for the privilege of prayer. And Lord, I'm thankful for the planned way of salvation and what you've done in my life. And we've got a message to take unto the world. Would we pray together this morning? Father, I love you this morning and I thank you. I thank you for this privilege, God, to stand and Lord, just to lift you up on high. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me in my life, Lord. And I thank you for my brothers and my sisters in Christ. And God, I pray that I'll have more of a thankful heart. Help me to have more of a thankful heart. And Lord, to be thankful for what you were thankful for. And God, the example that you give us. Have mercy upon me, I pray, and help all of us, God. Lord, we'll be strengthened and helped, God, in this time. And we ask all in Jesus' name, we humbly pray. And all of God's people said, amen. 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 And amen. I love you, preacher. I love you. Thank you.